Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Numbers 14, 39 to 45. Numbers 14, verse 39 to 45. When Moses reported the Lord's words to all the Israelites, the people were filled with grief. Then they got up early the next morning and went to the top of the range of hills. "Let's go," they said. "We realize that we have sinned, but now we are ready to enter the land the Lord has promised us." But Moses said, "Why are you now disobeying the Lord's orders to return to the wilderness? It won't work. Do not go up into the land now. You will only be crushed by your enemies because the Lord is not with you. When you face the Amalekites and Canaanites in battle, you will be slaughtered. The Lord will abandon you because you have abandoned the Lord." But the people defiantly pushed ahead toward the hill country, even though neither Moses nor the Ark of the Lord's covenant left the camp. Then the Amalekites and the Canaanites who lived in those hills came down and attacked them and chased them back as far as Homer. My theme for reflection is the right way to right wrongs. The right way to right wrongs. The story from Numbers 14, 39 to 45 serves as a reminder of the consequences of disobedience and the true meaning of repentance. The story continues right after God tells the Israelites they will wander in the wilderness for 40 years as a result of their lack of faith. When they hear this, they are filled with grief and hastily try to fix their mistake. However, their approach is flawed. Initially, the Israelites react to God's judgment with sadness and a rash decision to take possession of the land, attempting to correct their earlier disobedience. But there is a critical mistake in their response. They act impulsively, thinking that simply saying sorry is enough to win back God's favor and protection. This moment teaches us a valuable lesson about repentance. It is not just about acknowledging our wrongs. It involves a full return to following God's commands on His schedule and terms. Moses, fully aware of what true obedience means, warns them against their ill-advised plan. His caution: "Why are you now disobeying the Lord's orders to return to the wilderness? It won't work," highlights that real repentance means embracing all aspects of God's will, even those that might seem harsh at the moment. The Israelites display a type of regret that is more about avoiding consequences than genuinely transforming their hearts to follow God's instructions. Their subsequent defeat by the Amalekites and Canaanites, who overpowered them as they tried to advance without divine support, underscores a crucial point. God's protection and success cannot be taken for granted. It must be aligned with faithful adherence to His guidance. My dear friends, in today's fast-paced world, where instant results are often expected, this story is a powerful reminder of the value of patience and the dangers of rushing into decisions without proper reflection or guidance. Whether in personal relationships, career choices, or spiritual life, the principles of thoughtful patience and adherence to moral and ethical guidelines are as relevant as ever. This reflection calls us to slow down, consider our actions carefully, and seek alignment with higher principles before moving forward, especially after realizing our mistakes. The story also invites us to examine our own lives. Are we trying to mold God's will to fit our desires, or are we genuinely striving to align ourselves with His commands? Genuine repentance demands humility, patience, and a deep trust in God's perfect timing and plans. Let us learn from the Israelites' errors and commit to living in true obedience, fully dependent on God's direction. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, in what areas of your life might you be rushing to make amends without truly considering the fuller implications of your actions? How can you align these actions more closely with a genuine process of repentance? Number two, reflect on a recent situation where you felt impatient with the process required to achieve a desired outcome. What might this story teach you about the importance of waiting for the right timing and following the proper steps, even if they seem challenging or slow? Heavenly Father, we thank you for the lessons of faithfulness and patience taught through the story of the Israelites. Help us to understand that true repentance involves more than just an acknowledgement of our wrongs. It requires a full return to your ways and your timing. Grant us the wisdom to know when to act and the humility to wait when action is premature. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.